Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Season's greetings from everyone at Radio Today. We'll be back with our usual topical podcast on January the 11th, 2017. But for now, we wanted to bring you this special Christmas programme from David Lloyd. David dips into his extraordinary archive every week to bring us clips of great radio. Here's his marvellous seasonal collection. Radio
Moments. Santa here. This is Christmas Radio Moments with your host, me, Santa. No, David Lloyd. I love his leisure clubs.
Cheers. The voice of Guy Harris, one of the leading UK Santa VOs, amongst other things. He's been Radio 1's Santa for a few years now, and he's on loads of other stations too. And this year, actually, Guy's got his own Santa Radio station. That's at santaradio.co.uk. Christmas stations are well established in the States, where many services simply flip format, usually just after Thanksgiving, and those services contribute huge listening volume. Over here, the trend is a little more recent, with Smooth Christmas being the first biggie, launching 5 years ago.
Hark the herald angels sing. It's Simon Bates here. I've been sent over to this brand new channel. They're clean here, isn't it? To explain what's happening on Smooth Radio UK right now. So, join me and let us toast our nuts together over on Smooth Radio UK.
The radio industry got its own Christmas present on Christmas Day 1944. Little Morris Cole.
Oh, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. From radios 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 as well. Hello and welcome to Radio 4 and a programme of sumptuous wit and amusingly light-hearted bantering chaired by a chap who needs no introduction and certainly carries it off with an air of delightfully intimate fun and good taste.
And, of course, we do mean Kenneth Robinson, who's sitting in a corner of the studio in London, just dying to introduce a flood of fabulousness under the title, If It's Wednesday, It Must Be.
Thank you, and welcome.
They said it couldn't be done. And it can't. So instead, here's the Hot 100 show.
Once more.
Yes, once more. Cuddly Ken and Roger Scott with the Hot 100 show. Your very own London faves. Brought to you this week by Kamikaze Motorcycles.
The only motorcycle in the world that has no brakes.
Number 100.
Just imagine doing a double act with him. Kenny Everett, who would have been 72 on Christmas Day and likely as naughty as ever. Dave Cash used to be in a double act with Kenny, and we lost Dave in October. But it was on the day after Boxing Day 1964 that Dave Cash joined the huge new pirate station, Radio London.
10 and a half minutes past the hour of 12, and we're in Christmas Day 1965. And if you feel like you're having a kind of a swinging party, why don't you relax, kind of smooch a while? Always nice to smooch on a Christmas Day. This is Dionne Warwick. Are you there with another girl?
Dave Cash. The jingle industry began 90 years ago this Christmas. The beginnings came in the form of what is said to be the first sung advertising jingle. The product was Wheaties from General Mills, a range that they said was on the verge of extinction at the time. The vocal sound of the jingle was Barbershop with four male singers. They were later dubbed the Wheaties Four. It was aired on Christmas Eve on WCCO in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try?
The first ever jingle aired this week in 1926. It wasn't quite jam, was it?
We wish you a Merry Christmas from Radio 1.
Back then, suspicions were running fairly high about this new medium of radio advertising, and there was a worry about, and I'm quoting here, a strong and general prejudice against all forms of advertising on the radio. So what they had to do in that first sung ad was to get round the rules. Now, the rules outlawed direct sales messages. So rather than sing, "Buy Wheaties," they sang, "Try Wheaties." They were clever folks, weren't they? 1981 now, and the last Tony Blackburn Weekly Top 40 on Radio 1.
Down to number 15, that's Duran Duran, My Own Way. Well, I've been doing the Top 40 now for, I believe it's around about 2 years. And, you know, in that time, we now have an extra 2 million people listening into the show, which I must admit I'm very proud of. Before we move on, though, I'd like to thank all readers of Smash Hits magazine for voting the show the best radio show of 1981. As you probably know, regrettably, I won't be presenting the show in the new year. But it's the first time that this show has won the Reader's Poll, and what a lovely thing you've done for me to be able to leave the show when you voted it number one. I'm so glad you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed presenting it, and I wish we could have gone on enjoying it together, but it's not to be. Thank you once again for the votes, and indeed your very kind letters.
A pro as ever, just saying enough.
Radio 1, good afternoon.
Tony Blackburn with his last Top 40 35 years ago this week. One of my most played radio moments on the Audio Boom channel is this one from this week, 4 years ago. Radio 4 announcer Alice Arnold uttered her final words in that role.
Then in open country, we visit the landscape that's believed to have inspired Never Never Land. That's just after 6 o'clock. But for now, this is Alice Arnold, not only wishing you a very good night, but also saying goodbye. It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for listening.
I mean, I only know now that more people were listening than I think normally did. I couldn't believe, I am, you know, quite a social media addict, and I couldn't believe how many people responded on Twitter to my last broadcast, and that was, I was incredibly touched by that, actually. That was lovely.
Alice Arnold. Radio Luxembourg was one of the world's most famous stations, providing rich, popular entertainment to the UK, which was then starved of all but a scant BBC offering. And of course, it was around long before the pirate stations. Luxy closed this week, 24 years ago, after more than 60 years on air.
This is for real. 10.5 years ago, I didn't dream I could be here to carry out the final words on the close down of the world's biggest and most famous commercial radio station. I'm both honoured and sad to say a fond farewell and goodbye after over 59 years of broadcasting. So on behalf of the present Luxy team and all the past presenters and staff, this is Mike Hollis saying thank you, and may Radio Luxembourg live on forever in your fondest memories.
Maybe the morning...
Goodbye, Radio Luxembourg. Its famous wavelength was 208. There was even a 208 magazine, wasn't there, which my sister used to love. The frequency was reused after Luxy, but this time last year, in common with so many AM stations across Europe, it fell silent. Goodbye, 208. Now, last week on Radio Moments, we remembered the final Wake Up to Wogan on Radio 2 7 years ago. But this week, in 1984, saw his first farewell from Breakfast Radio.
I know. They think we really do that for real, but what you actually do is... Don't we, Ducky?
Yes, but don't you... How dare you leave your lipstick all over my
Well,
forehead.
I'll see you when you come back, then. When you come limping and, yay, crawling back.
With my ego between my legs.
I shall look forward to that.
Jimmy Young awaits your pleasure. I shall miss the old fool particularly. Have a very good day. Have a nice weekend. And I'm afraid I won't be seeing you on Monday. But have a very, very happy and a prosperous new year.
The final Terry Wogan Breakfast Show, first time around as he disappeared for a career in television 32 years ago. Of course, he was to return. Actually, talking of Terry, what on earth is this?
Wogan with the homies, here for you. We've got a real men Christmas on Radio 2. Brandy's in the kitchen on Christmas Day. Dolly B on the decks with classics to play. Rona's got the tunes, keeping with the flow. There's a special Bob Dylan show. There's Tarrant, Lamar, Mac and Merton. On Christmas Day, Roger Royals at Sutton.
Great stuff, Terry. We are thinking of you today. 14 years ago this week, Dr. Neil Fox presented his last Pepsi chart show.
Gareth
with Unchained Melody ends the year at number two.
My darling.
Number one.
Well, this time last year, he was down to the final six in Pop Idol. So who would have thought a year on he would have the biggest selling record of 2002? It is the Pop Idol, Will Young.
Good evening, Foxy. How are you?
I am very well.
Foxy waving farewell to the Pepsi chart. And 3 years ago, we had the last Rich Clark Big Top 40 after 6 years. Christmas Day on the radio used to feature Ed Stewart on the BBC with his special Junior Choice Magic Carpet going round the hospitals. And it was on Christmas Day last year that Ed returned to host a special Radio 2 programme. It was to turn out to be his last.
Jimmy Durante, make someone happy. I hope I've made you happy today with our Junior Choice, our annual visit to the old records. I've got one, well, it's going to be Morningtown Ride, with the words. With the words. And my children's sister Debbie says, Jackie Studs and Saffron Walden, we listen to your show. Morningtown Ride has always been our favourite, but we don't hear the words enough. Well, I'm going to play them all to you now. Says Jane, I listened to your programme as a kid all the time. My favourite tune was Morningtown Ride. Are you going to play it today? Yes, I am, for Mark, Karen, Lauren and Rob, Aaron and Sam and our new grandson, Albie. Would you please play it? Certainly, by the Seekers.
Ed Stewart and his final words on Radio 2. He died just days later. His last Junior Choice proper had been aired this week in 1979. King George V was the first monarch to deliver a Christmas Day message by radio, and so it was that in 1932 he got out his name-check jingles on the Empire Service.
King George V.
A bit like that, and delivered this.
Through one of the marvels of modern science, I am enabled this Christmas Day to speak to all my peoples throughout the empire. I take it as a good omen that wireless should have reached its present perfection at a time when the empire has been linked in closer union.
King George V and the first ever Christmas Day message from the monarch. Apparently he'd been pretty reluctant to do it, but the Prime Minister wanted to do it and Lord Reith wanted to do it, so they organised a trip round Broadcasting House for the King and gave the King a radio to play with. And you know how these things work. It all turned out all right in the end.
And to those who are celebrating this day with their children and their grandchildren, to all, to each, I wish a happy Christmas. God bless you.
Now, excuse me, this week in 1948 saw the first Reith lecture.
An annual series of broadcasts named in honour of the BBC's first Director General.
It was from Bertrand Russell, and it was all about authority and the individual.
The fundamental problem I propose to consider in these lectures is this. How can we combine that degree of individual initiative which is necessary for progress with the degree of social cohesion that is necessary for survival?
And here's my favourite anecdote about that programme. John Reith noted in his diary as follows. He went far too quickly and he has a bad voice. However, I wrote him a civil note. Wouldn't you just love to have been coached by John Reith? 1993 now, and a farewell from Radio 1, at least.
It's 3 o'clock in Great Britain. Now, live from the studios of 1FM, it's Steve Wright in the Afternoon, 1993.
Merry Christmas! All right, hello, how you doing? Last-minute Christmas shopping? You and me both. The Posse are here, and what a show we have for you today. No, in just a mo.
Steve Wright with his final afternoon show on Radio 1 this week, 23 years ago. He was to return on Radio 2, doing much the same thing to the same people. When the weather reaches crisis levels, radio rises to the challenge. This week last year, Radio York mounted extra overnight programming to cope, even though the weather had knocked out their own premises.
Welcome if you are switching on to a one-off show. And usually when you say these things, you're hesitant to say special, but a one-off programme on BBC Radio York tonight with the latest information on the flooding affecting York and North Yorkshire. Chris Faulkner in touch with the programme tonight says, hi guys, hope you're okay. Well, certainly, we're live from the BBC's building in Hull tonight, so we're some distance away from the main problems. He says, do you have any news on Kirby Moorside in Rydale? Mother-in-law has relatives up there. Thanks.
Radio York from Hull this week in 2015. And finally, it was 24 years ago this week that Alan Freeman signed off from his last Pick of the Pop show on Radio 1.
Lovely pop, because it is Pick of the Pops, right? And of course, our thanks again to the mighty DLT for the last 3 hours on formidable 1FM, and in the final Pick of the Pops, it's the Cascaders from Climbers and the complete top tens from the years 1961, 1970 and 1982. Not off. And the lineup today includes Petula Clark, Del Shannon, Sandy Nelson, Pat Boone, Bobby V, Kenny Ball, Echo Bill, Danny Williams, Frankie Vaughan, T-Rex, Gilbert...
Alan Freeman's last Pick of the Pops in its Radio 1 days this week in 92. And was it really that recently that Radio 1 was playing Frankie Vaughan and Ackerbilk?
You're listening to Christmas Radio Moments with the marvellous David Lloyd.
Now, let's finish this special festive Radio Moments with a few stocking fillers, shall we? Now, what's this?
Television and Radio 1977. The big, colourful new book about independent broadcasting. It's the latest edition of the IBA yearbook, and its 224 pages are packed with facts, pictures and features about independent local radio and independent television. Drama, sport, light entertainment...
Oh, what a great book that was, full of yellow and grey TSA pictures and lists of local advisory committee members. There was no end to the excitement. What else have we got in this stocking?
The turkey and the Christmas pudding, presents round the Christmas tree, and later on another piece of programmes on TV.
TDK cassettes, yes, C60s, C90s, C120s. Wonderful stuff, and the ad was so good as well. I used to enjoy playing that.
Merry Christmas from TDK, the great name in tape cassettes.
Now, there can't be anything in here more useful than those, can there?
Have you bought a 1977 calendar yet?
No.
Why not buy one with a difference? The 1977 Radio 1 DJ calendar contains 12 stunning pictures of all your favorite DJs in full color. If you'd like one, send a check or postal order for £1 to Radio 1 Offers, P.O. Box 247, Portishead, Bristol, BS20, 9SG. And don't forget to include your own name and address.
247 Radio 1.
Quite frankly, I think I'd prefer a new jingle for Christmas.
Christmas, it's Christmas on Piccadilly Radio.
Yes, and before we get carried away, I think we should leave it there. From the Radio Moments team, have a wonderful Christmas and a very happy 2017.
Merry Christmas.
Radio Moments.
Great work, David. He'll be back next year, of course, and with us every week on this podcast. The first show of 2017 will be another of our monthly roundtables. Look out for that from January the 11th. Doubtless we'll be discussing the latest crop of Christmas and New Year programmes, among other radio issues. And in the meantime, have as happy a New Year as you possibly can. Thank you very much for listening to the Radio Today programme. We're very grateful for your support.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.